You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios, local, state, national. We're covering down on all the stuff, man. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Wow, we got some stuff on this show today. I mean, wow. But hey, look, let me jump into my opening monologue here, my opening comments. You ever had somebody tell you to keep your head on a swivel? I don't think it's a military term, although we certainly did use it downrange. Keep your head on a swivel. It's a euphemistic way of saying stay alert, be aware of your surroundings. Like, you know, you walk out into a dark parking lot, keep your head on a swivel. You send your troops into harm's way, tell them to keep their heads on a swivel. You take your daughter to college and know that she's outside of your immediate reach for the first time, you remind her to keep her head on a swivel. The idea is that when danger lurks, it should not surprise you. It's not that you're walking on eggshells, you're just alert, aware, ready. And that makes you a harder target than someone who is walking down the alley with no sense of spatial awareness and their heads are buried in their smartphones. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head on a swivel. I'm referring to what is often known as situational awareness. Where am I? What are my options? What are others doing around me? How do I react if something goes wrong? Head on a swivel. Situational awareness. And then situational awareness, a keen mental state, gets combined with a readiness to act. If this happens, then I will do that. Head on a swivel. With a plan. Like when I was in Afghanistan, the first Special Forces team I was with rotated out after just 6 months, and a new one came in to backfill them. My team stayed around another 5 months on the ground. I remember I was saying goodbye to the first ODA. Good dudes, every one of them. One of the guys, whose nickname was Cowboy, because he was the one who tended our horses, he walked up to shake my hand. I said, "You take care, Cowboy." And as we shook hands, he looked at me, and he said, "Roger, sir, and you keep your powder dry." Keep your powder dry. What does that mean? It's another one of those idioms. It dates back to the days when hunters and soldiers kept their powder in a waterproof powder horn because wet powder meant you were defenseless. You could not fire your weapon. Over time, as we've moved away from muzzle-loading weapons, that phrase has come to mean that one should be prepared to act with little advance notice. So your head's on a swivel, and you're keeping your powder dry. I mean, even the Bible is full of examples of admonitions that we should remain alert and aware. Like, here's one. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Let all that you do be done in love. That's 1 Corinthians 16:13. That's a no-fooling, by the way, no-fooling call to literally be prepared. Be ready. Man up. And you can do so respectfully and professionally, but do so nonetheless. It reminds me of Marine Corps General Jim Mattis, who used to tell his Marines, you be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet. On the wall right behind me right now in the studio is a handmade sign that I had on my team room wall in Baghdad. It says, win friends, kill enemies. Are these contradictory? Are these sentiments really dichotomies, or can they go together? Well, my belief is that we can truly be aware, we can be alert, we can be ready to take a stand, and that we can do so without sacrificing our faith, our beliefs, our principles, our professionalism, our good name. In fact, I'll be honest with you, we have to. Like some of David's mighty men, known in 1 Chronicles 12 as the sons of Issachar, they were said to be, quote, men who understood their times and what Israel should do. Now, that's a clear indication to me that there's a need to be aware, alert, ready to watch the times and the world around you and to consider your part in it. It seems more and more that's where we are. We can live as sheep or sheepdogs, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday was a defining moment. Yesterday. There are certainly more facts that need to be brought out as to why, but yesterday the FBI conducted a raid with 30 agents on the personal home of the most recent past president of the United States, the man who many believe is likely to be the chief opponent to the administration that authorized the raid. It's unparalleled in our nation's history, and I'm being watchful right now. I'm keeping my head on a swivel. It amazes me, too, how many Trump haters took to social media to dislaud the actions of the Biden Department of Justice against the object of their most partisan hate. One of them was hitting me up on Twitter last night, and I responded that the fact that he believes this issue is all about Trump just clearly shows how legally and morally blind he is. He is no longer aware. He's no longer paying attention. He has no sense of the bigger picture. Because the bigger picture is this. If your head's on a swivel and you're keeping your powder dry, you recognize that a government that is big enough to conduct an unprecedented raid on the personal home of a presidential figure is big enough to turn its attention to you and I in far more egregious ways. That individual on Twitter had lost sight of the bigger picture. A raid on the home of a past and likely future president, the raising up of 87,000 new IRS agents, the undermining of the core values of our culture, those are big picture items. Those are the times, and we need to be aware of what to do. As an attorney, when I go to trial, I'm going to avidly pursue my client's best interest. I prepare their positions, their evidence, their legal standing, their precedents. I prepped my witnesses and thought through my presentation, but as an attorney, I would be remiss if I was also not aware of my opposition. What is their argument? What is their response? How do I counter their evidence? Because, see, being aware is not about how you feel about something. Being aware means you see clearly and you are aware not only of your own position, but also seeking to know the movements, the positions, and the capabilities of your opposition. That is full situational awareness. I believe that right now we are entering into unprecedented times. More than ever, I believe it will be necessary for good men and women of principle to be fully and completely situationally aware of their surroundings, of their times, of the actions of their opposition, with a knowledge of what they should do. You may have to speak up. You may have to know your position well enough to add clarity. You may indeed have to address concerns that you shouldn't have to address, but if you don't, they'll just get worse. But the last thing we need to be doing right now is turning a blind eye, putting our heads in the sand. My friends, we need to be aware of our times and what should be done. We must, in fact, keep our heads on a swivel and keep our powder dry. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm serious. It's awareness. It's watching. It's knowing what's what. It's not just how you feel. It's keeping an eye on what they're doing. What are they thinking? What's their plan? I'm just telling you, folks, this is an unprecedented series of events. It bothers me. I have not lost hope. I am not sitting around here feckless and quivering, but I will tell you this. It has given me a heightened sense that I need to be aware of my surroundings, and I encourage you to do the same. Keep your eyes on the horizon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.